It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and my guest this morning is Rosalind Peterson, and we're going to be talking about what's going on, certainly as far as, something is taking place in Florida, and really it's the most incredible story. Now, those of you who don't know Rosalind, she's done a great deal of research on this whole subject of global warming, geoengineering of the atmosphere, but this is a little different subject, and yet it overlaps this whole idea of government spraying programs, and certainly why would the government be spraying a known carcinogen over large segments of the civilian population of southern Florida? That just doesn't make sense. I mean, you would think that they would do everything they could to avoid subjecting people to known carcinogens, and yet the United States Air Force is attacking southern Florida with a known carcinogen, and people sort of shrug and say, well, it must be an accident, or it couldn't be true, or, well, let me tell you where I live here in California. Central Coast of California, a couple of years ago, we had reports of infestations of the light brown apple moth. The light brown apple moth was certainly a moth that originally had lived in Australia, and it had been there for many years. It damaged the crops to any extent, wasn't a real problem. But when it came to America, here in the Central Coast of California, they announced it was going to destroy the agricultural production all throughout the Middle West, up middle part of California. And so to control this moth, which was a danger to crops, they were going to spray the area where the people lived. In other words, rather than spray the fields where it was going to do the damage to the crops, they were going to spray the civilian population. And if we did not do this, the sky would fall, agricultural production would be destroyed in California, we would plunge this area into a terrible, terrible depression, we would destroy the crops we had to spray, and they started spraying, and there was an outcry, an organized outcry from the people, and they held hearings, and they assured us there was nothing to worry about. This deadly spray they were going to spray the people with was completely harmless. It would kill the light brown apple moth, and would save the crops. But there was such an outcry from the people, they finally backed away. Well, the light brown apple moth is still here. What happened? Absolutely nothing. The crops are fine. Didn't damage the crops. They lied to the people here so they could justify spraying the population with certainly dangerous substances. Because there was an outcry from the people, it stopped. Unfortunately, there is no massive outcry from the people of Florida. Rosalind, you pick up the story.
Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about, Dr. Stan, is to thank you for having me on your show this morning. It's an honor and a privilege to be here. I also wanted to let your producer know that I can barely hear you. And so I thought maybe if we could correct that, that would be absolutely great.
All right. Well, we will do that in the first break. You go ahead.
So what I wanted to talk about today was that what's happening in Florida. There's the usual mosquito outbreak in southern Florida. And in response to the mosquito outbreak, the U.S. Air Force, U.S. government at taxpayer expense, decided that they were going to spray a chemical from a C-130 cargo plane, a chemical known to cause cancer and other ill health effects. Eye damage can be absorbed through the skin. Many other components to this chemical over populated areas in southern Florida. The chemical is highly toxic and very dangerous. It also kills fish, wildlife, the natural predators of mosquitoes, bats, birds, all kinds of things. And it will bring upon the population over time cancer that they will have to fight off at great expense and personal anguish. Our government, the U.S. Air Force, decided to engage a C-135 cargo tanker plane for this purpose and to spray at 120 feet or more over ground areas in residential areas, residential neighborhoods, over schools, playgrounds, etc., without telling the public the full impact of the chemicals that they were spraying to supposedly control mosquitoes. However, the problem remains that if you kill the natural predators of mosquitoes, the mosquitoes will continue to proliferate, become resistant to the chemicals being sprayed over a short time period, and will become more and more of a problem, while their predators, which don't multiply as fast, will die because they cannot become resistant to the effects of this chemical over a short time. The human population, your children, will be affected when they play in the grass outside on the school playgrounds. This chemical will seep into your homes through air conditioning vents and open windows. People will track it in. The pets will bring it in, and you cannot escape from this type of chemical spraying. So I'm really concerned that the people of southern Florida really have to understand that this is a tremendous problem, and that once now, and I should say, now that the Air Force has started spraying in Florida, it means that wherever anyone says that there's some sort of mosquito problem, the U.S. Air Force could be brought in to spray any populations, including in California, although I think we'd object if we knew about it, but could bring in the planes to spray any populated area, any areas where there's mosquitoes.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here.
Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord. No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation
grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
Gentlemen, the problem is that most people in America don't understand what's going on. They focus our attention on the danger of communist China, communist Russia, terrorism. The terrorists are going to get us if we don't give more power to government. But don't you worry, government's there to help us. We're spending $40 billion on homeland security for a non-existent threat. All of Al-Qaeda, there are 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. We are financing over 500,000 people, closer to 600,000 people with the Afghan troops we're funding there to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda. The problem here in America is certainly minimal. Certainly no terrorist has ever come across the southern border with a knapsack full of explosives to explode them. So many of the shootings in America and mass killings have been funded by the CIA. We don't know anything about this fellow in Colorado, although he looks, if you look at him, looks like he's under mind control of some sort. But, and he did work for a division at his medical school, which was funded by the CIA, according to William Kennedy. And if you didn't hear my interview with William Kennedy on this subject, it is posted on my archives, and it was two nights ago, as I remember. Then, of course, we know that almost every one of the so-called terrorist attacks in the United States was actually fomented and organized by the FBI, where they would actually do sting operations to get some stupid Muslim to agree to participate in a terrorist attack. We do know that certainly Richard Reid, the mad shoe bomber, and that's why we have to take off our shoes when we go through the airport, was carrying a bomb that couldn't explode because it didn't have any blasting caps on his shoes. We know that the underwear bomber's bomb couldn't have gone off. Because, of course, he had got in touch with a terrible terrorist over there in Pakistan, but they built him a bomb that wouldn't go off because there were any plastic caps in his underwear. They've all been contrived, ladies and gentlemen, all contrived. The real enemy is not overseas. It's here. It is in America. Its goal is to just kill off as many Americans as they can. They are proactively promoting cancer. They're poisoning our water, they're poisoning our air, they're poisoning our water, certainly with fluoride and with the precipitants from the atmosphere that they're spraying aluminum and other toxic substances, carcinogenic substances. They're poisoning the air with aluminum, they're poisoning our food with dozens of products, one of them aspartame, designed as a biowarfare agent. Is in 6,000 food products, mostly for children, of course. That's called NutraSweet. Understand, they know what they're doing. and now they're spraying a known carcinogen in Florida in the name of fighting mosquitoes. There are much safer, there are very safe insecticides, but we've outlawed those so we can justify using very toxic ones. It's all about population control, and if you doubt it, you need to see my talk. My talks on population are up on our website at RadioLiberty.com, or we suggest you buy the new one that's called Population Control, the Covert Agenda. And there really are people who want to kill off millions of Americans, and they're working in our nation's capital. Roslyn, you go right ahead.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is that once we start using our military to spray populations here in the United States, whether it's for mosquito control or any other reason, seems to be overkill in the first place. And also, it's raining down a horror story for not only people that live under the spray areas, but in surrounding areas as well. One of the things I want to talk about is Dibrom, which is one of the things that the U.S. Air Force has decided that they can spray on the population of South Florida and are doing so. But one of the things is that this chemical listed in the label on the chemical itself says danger, poison, corrosive, and it can cause irreversible eye and skin damage. It may be fatal if swallowed, inhaled, or absorbed through skin and eyes. And it's easily absorbed through the skin as well. Repeated inhalation or skin contact may, without symptoms, progressively increase susceptibility to organophosphate poisoning. It's an aspiration hazard and may cause allergic reactions. It can be fatal. And also can cause corrosive destruction of the skin, mucous membranes, and the eyes, along with being listed as a carcinogen, especially in men. So one of the things that the label says, and this is on my website on agriculturedefensecoalition.org, it's on the agriculture section under pesticides, herbicides, and insecticides. And Dibrom is an insecticide. But we have to realize that we may have a mosquito problem, but this seems overkill because not only will it harm humans, but it's going to harm the wildlife and the natural predators for mosquitoes. So we're not succeeding here. We're just going to make something much worse. In addition, there's Oxitec, a corporation now, wants to release mosquitoes, genetically altered mosquitoes, into the Florida population of mosquitoes. And these are not sterile. They're designed to breed with the population that's already in existence. And these super mosquitoes are going to be biting us. We don't know their effect on wildlife or natural predators either. And that they're going to release it for dengue fever, D-E-N-G-U-E fever, but we don't have dengue fever in Florida either. So it's on hold, but the problem is that Oxitec wants to release these mosquitoes, and we have to see if we can stop this type of release, because apparently Florida residents are already overwhelmed with too many mosquitoes. And now, in answer to this problem, we're going to be releasing more and genetically altered mosquitoes.
Rosalind, if these mosquitoes are designed to control dengue fever, and there is no dengue fever, how can you justify the release of the mosquitoes?
Well, it's financial. Oxitec wants to release mosquitoes in many areas, already has, of the world. And these genetically engineered mosquitoes, we have no idea, except other than financial, why they want to release these mosquitoes in Florida. Now, they have released them, this company, has already released them in other areas of the world. And it's stunning because they talk about the Cayman Islands. They've released it in parts of Brazil. They've released it in other countries that they have planned for, like Panama, all over the place. But once they release these mosquitoes, they have no idea, as they multiply, what impact this is going to have on native mosquito populations or their predators.
And this is being released then to control dengue fever, which is not a problem in Florida. That doesn't make sense.
That's absolutely correct. So the idea here that we're just going to release genetically modified mosquitoes willy-nilly, even in countries which don't have the problem, don't have dengue fever, that they don't have this fever is just an incredible idea. How can governments or the U.S. government, for example, even consider such an idea? Because
well,
we don't know what the end result will be. There's no way of telling. And
maybe
the mosquitoes don't die out. They continue to proliferate, according to many studies.
But could the mosquitoes carry some sort of disease? Do we know what the effect of these mosquitoes is in large populations of human beings? I mean, mosquitoes
no.
bite people, and mosquitoes transmit diseases. Do these mosquitoes have any diseases? Do we know, are there any studies, could they infect these mosquitoes with diseases and then drop them on the people there? Because there really are people at the highest levels of our government who want to drastically reduce the population. Can we trust these people in government to do what is right for our health? We know they've created new and terrible diseases. We know that AIDS is a man-made disease. We have the government documents that show that. Of course, nobody will ever ask to see them, but we do have them. No question at all, the government creates deadly diseases that kill people.
I agree with you 100% on this, and also the idea that we can that a company can all of a sudden genetically modify, they're talking about genetically releasing modified bacteria now in some areas. We don't know what harm that would cause to the natural bacteria in some areas. So here we are tinkering, and we could create a worse national disaster than if we leave things alone the way they are. At least there's predators, there's natural predators. At least there's some ways to, in other words, work through all these problems without unleashing an unknown, an unknown problem and an unknown situation upon a population. It could make things much worse. And we don't know if these mosquitoes, these new ones, will carry dengue fever themselves or their progeny and make things much worse.
Well, I think, are the people in Florida concerned at all about this? Do the people in Florida really know what's happening?
Yes. The people Key West area have right now stopped this release. However, the U.S. government could very easily override this effort or allow this to happen. And so what we have to do is we have to rise up and say no, because we don't want any of these mosquitoes released anywhere else in the United States. Oxitec is willing, if they're willing to release these mosquitoes in Florida, they might be willing to release them on an unsuspecting population anywhere in the United States, since they've already released them in many foreign countries.
Who is paying Oxitec? Who pays them to produce and then release the mosquitoes? Somebody's putting the money up.
Oh, of course somebody's putting money up, and I don't know. Because it looks like they may be paid by the governments who want to control this type of fever, or different private corporations who want to make a profit on it and see it as a profit generating proposition here. So I am not sure who funds Oxitec at this time. I don't know. But I'm sure, because they talk about in the Huffington Post and other areas, they talk about the, and in the Miami Herald, they talk about the financial route, that this corporation will benefit financially if they can be paid to release these mosquitoes, supposedly for the public good, without any proof.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am deeply concerned, and I think you should be concerned, because they can do it in Florida, they can do it in your region. And if you understand that one of the major thrusts of American policy is population control, and they really do intend to eliminate large segments of the population, not only through abortion and contraceptives and sterilization, I will tell you, euthanasia is being practiced in America today. That's what hospices is all about. Living wills is all about. End-of-life care. And they're putting people in hospitals today who have non-lethal diseases. They're elderly, and putting them on morphine is complete to snuff them out. They're going to be doing that for the 10th population as well.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body. Follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
Well, Dr. And back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Rosalind Peterson. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Rosalind, of course, is one of the world's leading experts on geoengineering, on the contrails and certainly on the aerial spraying, and you'll certainly want to get her material on that subject. We do have an excellent DVD, a talk that Rosalind gave when she spoke at our conference last year, and of course that's called just Geoengineering. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But Rosalind, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your websites, get other information you have?
Yes. My website is agriculturedefensecoalition.org. If you go to the categories section, it's an alphabetical listing of all the things that I have researched over the last 10 years. And more recently, this topic that we're covering today. So I encourage everyone to begin to consider, in other words, that our government, the FDA, may consider releasing these mosquitoes in not only Florida, but other areas of the United States. And also, that this type of spraying overpopulated areas, now being done in Florida, could happen anywhere that our government decides that there's a Nile fever problem or any of these other type of problems, that they're going to release these mosquitoes for a wide variety of reasons. So we have to realize, too, that our health is at stake and that all of us need to be aware of what's going on around us, and also to understand that poisons are not the solution to our problems.
Now, you actually have the package insert that comes with this deadly spray, this thing that they're spraying on the civilians down there. And does the package insert actually say that it is a carcinogen for human beings?
Yes. The California EPA lists dibromo as a carcinogen in males. In addition, the label on the product itself, NALED, N-A-L-E-D, lists that all of the problems associated, the health effects, impacts on wildlife, and talks about all the health effects. And a material data safety sheet, in addition, which is required by federal law for every product manufactured in the United States, is required. The company, the manufacturer, has to give you the product it manufactures and have a material safety data sheet attached with the label, so as required by law. So what I've read to you about some of the symptoms comes from the label itself or the material safety data sheet, and these are up online on my website in the agriculture section.
All right, fine. So that's agricultural. Once again, you have two websites. What are they?
They're the agriculturedefensecoalition.org or californiaskywatch.com. And for a listing of what's on both websites, you can go to the category section and click on the subject matter of interest to you.
Agricultural Defense Coalition. Agricultural Defense Coalition, or simply look up Rosalind Peterson's name in your search engine. Get her material. It is the finest material we have on geoengineering and on the contrails and how they are intentionally modifying our weather. And then, of course, as far as the spraying of deadly substances, why would they want to spray deadly substances on the population for non-existent problems? Why would they want to be spraying or releasing large amounts of aluminum in the atmosphere. When that aluminum, of course, is precipitating out, it has increased the level of aluminum in the soil. It's the amount of aluminum in our drinking water. The amount of aluminum in the oceans, because, of course, they've dramatically increased the amount of aluminum in the blubber of whales. Why would they put something into the air that we would breathe in that is toxic to us and carcinogenic and alters our immune response and alters our fertility? Why would they do something like that and, of course, conceal it from the American people under the name of national security? Well, Rosalind, do you think are the people of Florida waking up to the danger from the chemicals spraying down there? And why don't they use a safe insecticide rather than one that kills certainly so many of the normal fish and birds and other animals?
Well, it comes down to financially, these corporations will benefit from the use of their particular chemicals. So, of course, the government and the Air Force and all these others are heavily lobbied to use chemicals to enrich the chemical manufacturers. The second thing is that it may take a little more effort to do things safely and in small scale rather than this massive scale that the Air Force is using on the residents of Florida with this C-130. The issue becomes also that we have lost our sense of ethical and moral compasses here in dealing with things. We think that technology has the only answer, and we believe in our own righteousness of going and spraying people spraying people for no reason to control a pest, and we think that that's the answer and the solution. But it has never been the answer or the solution. Even when these chemicals have been used sometimes for years and years, the problem that they're trying to eradicate still exists. And the mosquitoes and other things that they're trying to kill, the super weeds become more super from the use of chemicals on them year after year, and they become resistant. So you need more powerful chemicals to control the weeds year after year. The same with mosquitoes. They regenerate so quickly that they become resistant, whereas the birds and the humans and the wildlife don't breed fast enough to become resistant to these toxic chemicals. So you open up the door. It's a steel trap that you can't get out of, because the more you spray, the more you eliminate the natural predators and impact the human population.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Roslyn Peterson. My telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And people say, well, the government would never do anything to harm us. Ladies and gentlemen, the government is trying to get your kids vaccinated and knowing full well that they do not see the autism, the asthma, the allergies, ADD, the ADHD, the type 1 diabetes. They seldom see these in children who are not vaccinated. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they're intentionally destroying the lives of your children. They know very well that when you fluoridate the drinking water, it lowers the IQ 5 to 10 points. They know that when they fluoridate the drinking water, of course, it decreases fertility, it leads to cancer. They know all of these things. So why are they concealing it from the American people? Ladies and gentlemen, they know that when they spray using aluminum to create this so-called cap in the stratosphere to reflect global warming, reflect the light of the sun, that they have to keep it quiet, they can't let the American people, but they know this is hazardous to our health. But there is a small evil group of people, in my estimation, work at the highest levels of our government in the name of national security who are concealing this from the public. And unless the public becomes incensed, they are going to continue destroying the lives, the health of our elderly people and of our children. And, of course, the terrible thing is they're destroying the health of our children. Who in their right mind would hurt a child? Nobody in their right mind, ladies and gentlemen. But people who are not in their right mind will do terrible things, like Ted Kaczynski. Remember the mad Unabomber? Did you know that he was in the CIA mind control program? You can look it up on the Internet. We have a whole book that was written about how the CIA got Ted Kaczynski into the program at Harvard and paid him and destroyed his mind and then turned him loose, and suddenly we have the Unabomber who's out there killing people. A product of your tax money, ladies and gentlemen. And how many of the mass killers we have out there have been in one or another government mind control program? Did you see the pictures of this young man sitting in court yesterday with his red hair, almost as if he looked totally disoriented? We don't know, other than the fact he was employed at the University of Colorado by a program funded by the CIA. All I know, we don't know anything more than that. Too early to know, other than there's no way he could have gotten that body armor unless he was in the military or the police or somebody helped him to get that. And who put up the money? Tens of thousands of dollars for his equipment. That's not cheap equipment he was wearing. An unemployed medical student? Well, or former medical student. Roslyn, you go ahead with your story, because I know that basically, we should be concerned by the fact that there are people in government who have ordered spraying of a carcinogen on the people of Florida. Have they done this elsewhere with this specific deadly product?
The product has been used before, but on a very small scale. Some handheld spraying mechanisms, but it's not been used on the scale of a C-130 cargo plane, in which they cannot control how, you know, the number of pounds they're spraying or the areas that it covers. because no matter what height they spray it at, the winds and various things will carry it for miles and miles. So we have no idea of what the full implication, and may not know for a while what the full implication of this type of spraying is on Florida and the areas in southern Florida where they're doing this. I want to say, too, that we are, not only are we now experimenting with toxic chemicals on a massive spraying program in Florida, but we're also putting up persistent jet contrails, which change the climate, have a tremendous impact on our weather. We're also, these man-made clouds that the jets produce change the climate, and this is admitted by Stanford University studies. This is admitted by NASA. There's a lot of studies showing that this is happening. And we have to realize that some of the weather events or the drought conditions can be caused by 66 weather modification programs that are being conducted right now as we speak in the western United States. And this includes Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, Nevada, California, Idaho, Texas, Kansas. All of these states are modifying the weather. Some of the funding is driven by state governments, and they're paying weather modification program, weather modification companies to modify the weather. So we're getting doused with all kinds of things, and they're saying, oh, well, it's Mother Nature or it's this or that, but we're actually doing these programs. And we're suffering under the consequences of these programs, and most people do not realize that the NASA listing of these 66 weather modification programs, they're listing the chemicals being used, the number of square miles impacted, the months that they're doing it. So we're changing a lot of things. David Keith of Calgary University fame, the geoengineering driver right now, who wants to put out toxic chemicals like aluminum oxide or sulfur dioxide, is planning to put up a sulfur dioxide test in the state of New Mexico. Well, the acid rains from putting up the sulfur program, the water pollution, the air pollution, the consequences, unintended consequences of this, as well as intended consequences, we're going to have another atmospheric experiment being conducted shortly in New Mexico. And the air quality, the water pollution, air pollution, soil pollution. In other words, all of a sudden our atmosphere, for all of us, is being used as an experimental physics laboratory. And we are the guinea pigs. Our food supply are the guinea pigs for these tests. And they say, oh, well, we don't want the public to know or to weigh in. We don't want them to know what's going on.
Hold that thought. Thank you so much, Roslyn. We're out of time. God bless. Bye-bye.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I'm back here at the Genesis, pardon me, at the American Freedom Network, and certainly we hope many of you will want to get the DVD that Rosalind Peterson did when she spoke for our conference last October. It's called Geoengineering. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they are geoengineering our atmosphere. They're spraying aluminum, barium, and strontium into the atmosphere under one means or another, and it's having a profound impact not only on the weather, but certainly on our lives. It's killing off a great deal, many of the trees. The trees are not growing as healthy as they were. The crops are not growing as healthy because there's aluminum in the soil. It's affecting our fish, our whales. It's affecting the health of the American people. Oh, it'll take a time before, certainly, they develop cancer, the other diseases associated with aluminum toxicity, but they know exactly what they're doing. So this DVD on geoengineering is very important. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know how they're poisoning our water with fluoride, you need to get my talk on the hidden agenda and the syllabus that goes with it. If you want to know how they're poisoning our children with vaccines and the documentation on the fact that they are poisoning our children with vaccines and they know what they're doing, it's a talk called The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America. And you get it by calling 1-800-548-927. If you'd like to know how they're contaminating our food, why, of course, you would want to get the talk by Betty Martini on the biological warfare agent that they've placed in over 6,000 food products in America. It's called aspartame and NutraSweet. They know they're poisoning the people. They just don't want you to know. The DVD on aspartame is something that you certainly should get and watch and then help us sound the alarm. Understanding, ladies and gentlemen, the common denominator is population control. That's why you need my talk on population control, the covert agenda. You can watch my earlier talks, population control, planned population control, and undeclared genocide. They're available on our website, radioliberty.com. And then I need to remind you, my ministry is primarily listener-supported. Right now, we're having some difficult financial times. If you're in a position to help, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 or go to our homepage at radioliberty.com, and you'll see a donate section that'll take you to our PayPal account. That's radioliberty.com. You go there, you can read our newsletters for nothing. You can certainly listen to our radio programs 24 hours a day, either live or archived. You can certainly watch the DVDs we have posted there. We want you to watch them. We want you to get educated. And then we want you telling others about the spiritual battle that's being fought today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We want you to realize there really are people who hate humanity and want to destroy them. And you say, well, I can't believe that. Well, what about Ted Kaczynski? What about this young man in Colorado recently? What about the people in the Columbine shooting? And you've never been told the truth about the Columbine shooting. And what about the Holocaust that was financed by the Nazis? We're financed by American corporations all during World War II, and America thanks like the one run by Prescott Bush. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Until then, may the Lord.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure